The weeks-long logjam over the bill in the Assembly broke when the Health Committee approved the measure by a 13-12 vote after the majority of the over 100 Democratic Assembly members in a private party conference meeting agreed that the measure deserved an airing on the floor. Assembly Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried voted yes, but he said some of the members who are also voting to advance the bill did not necessarily back it.
I believe that it is my responsibility as chair to help to carry out the will of the majority conference.
Gottfried himself voted against the bill on the assembly floor, saying he does not believe the measles outbreak warrants approving a bill that he says interferes with the First Amendment and freedom of religion, and he believes public health efforts should be strengthened instead. Other prominent Assembly Democrats also voted against the measure, including Codes Committee Chair Joseph Lentil, who also cited religious liberty. And many Republicans also voted no, saying only a very small percentage of those who are unvaccinated have claimed a religious exemption. Assemblyman Andrew Goodell, a Republican from Jamestown, says the real problem is that most who are unvaccinated have simply not complied with existing requirements.
In the vast majority of our state, those religious exemptions do not affect the herd immunity levels and only interfere with a person's genuinely held religious belief, whether or not that religious belief is shared by myself.
In the debate, sponsor Jeffrey Dinowitz says all the major medical organizations and scientific evidence says vaccines are necessary and save the lives of children. He says those who use the religious exemption to avoid vaccines jeopardize the lives of children with compromised immune systems who can't be vaccinated.
The health of other people, I hate to use this word, trumps people's right to say that they don't want to get vaccinated or have their children vaccinated.
Assemblyman Ken Zabrowski, a Democrat from Rockland County, one of the epicenters of the disease, urged his colleagues to overcome any doubts they may have and vote yes.
I know it's a difficult vote. I know there's a lot of people in this building that are very passionate, and I honestly respect their passion. But we have to protect public health, colleagues. We know what the medical community believes about vaccinations. We know that they have eradicated diseases.
The measure squeaked by at 77-53, just one vote more than needed to approve a measure in the 150-member assembly. The chamber erupted as groups opposed to vaccinations, including some evangelical Christians and Orthodox Jewish members, shouted and screamed insults from the gallery. Outside the chamber, Catherine Kay of Seaport, Long Island, tearfully witnessed the proceedings.
The people of New York don't realize that it's not just the students that they're coming after. Everybody's losing their right to say no to what gets injected into their body.
Bill sponsor Dinowitz says no one will be required to be vaccinated, and he says New Yorkers can still get a medical exemption.
No one can be physically forced to vaccinate their children. It does not do that, and people who say it does that are just not being truthful. But we have to protect children, especially the most vulnerable children who can't be vaccinated. And it's just shocking to me that so many people are just willing to overlook those kids.
Unvaccinated children without a medical exemption will be barred from schools and daycare centers. The bill was also approved in the state Senate and signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo said earlier that while he respects the freedom of religion, he believes those concerns are overwhelmed by the public health risk. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.